Hi, this is Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me as we celebrate the music of pianist and composer Barry Harris. We're listening to pianist, composer, and educator Barry Harris, who was born in the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. He began studying piano at age 4 with his mother, who was a church pianist, and he became interested in jazz and learned the bebop style mostly by ear. By the time he was a teenager, Barry had begun to absorb records featuring Bud Powell, Thelonious Monk, and Charlie Parker. It was at this time that he had to make a choice between studying church music or jazz. With his mother's support, he chose jazz. Let's jump right in with some music and hear Barry Harris from a 1967 recording. Here is Like This. Harris began playing professionally in the 1950s and became the house pianist at notable jazz clubs in Detroit like the Bluebird Inn, the Rouge Lounge, and Baker's Keyboard Lounge. He often worked with musicians such as Miles Davis, Elvin Jones, Lester Young, Sonny Stitt, Thad Jones, and many others when they would come to town. Harris also toured with Max Roach's quintet briefly after the fatal car crash involving his pianist Richie Powell and trumpeter Clifford Brown. Harris's reputation as a performer and articulate teacher of bebop began to spread, and musicians like John Coltrane, Charles McPherson, Paul Chambers, and Sonny Clark would frequently seek out Harris for musical insights when they were in Detroit. In 1956, Barry Harris appeared on a recording by tenor saxophonist Hank Mobley called Mobley's Message. This recording included Donald Brown on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, Dud Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Performing a tune composed by his earliest influence, pianist Bud Powell, this is Bouncing with Bud. Besides Bud Powell, Barry Harris was heavily influenced by the alto sensation Charlie Parker and was able to hear him perform live when he came to Detroit. Excited by his experience and confident in his piano abilities, Barry decided that the next time Parker came to town, he would try and sit in with him. And he did. Later in 1958, Harris released his debut album as a leader for Argo Records called Breaking It Up, which featured William Austin on bass and Frank Gant on drums. Let's hear Harris pay tribute as he performs one of Charlie Parker's compositions. This is Passport. Later in 1960, Barry Harris made the move from Detroit to New York City because of an opportunity to perform with Cannonball Adderley's quintet, which expanded his presence in the national jazz scene and led to performances and recordings with some influential tenor saxophonists like Dexter Gordon, Illinois Jacquet, and Yusef Lateef. Let's hear Barry from the 1960 Cannonball Adderley recording live at Newport. This recording includes Nat Adderley on trumpet, fellow Detroiter Louis Hayes on drums, Cannonball Adderley on alto, and the composer of this next tune, bassist Sam Jones. This is Del Sasser. Also in 1960, Barry Harris released his second album as a leader recorded in San Francisco called Live at the Jazz Workshop. And at the age of 31, he signed with Riverside Records and released a solo piano album called Listen to Barry Harris. This album was a mix of standards and originals and was given a 4.5-star rating from Downbeat magazine. Here he is performing his version of the classic Body and Soul. Barry Harris appeared on a recording that was released in 1964 with trumpeter Lee Morgan, which included drummer Billy Higgins, bassist Bob Cranshaw, and tenor man Joe Henderson. The Sidewinder became popular partly because of the bass line and drum groove, but Harris's funky piano part seems to be the glue that holds everything together here, and is reminiscent of the style of hard bop band leader Horace Silver, who always seemed to come up with the perfect piano part. Let's hear some of the jazz classic, The Sidewinder. Throughout the 60s and 70s, Barry Harris continued to record as a leader and a sideman with saxophonist Sonny Stitt, Al Cohn, and even the great Coleman Hawkins before he died. He also began living with pianist Thelonious Monk. The two lived in the New Jersey home of the now legendary jazz patroness, Baroness Pannonica de Königswarte. This was an excellent opportunity for Barry to be around one of his initial influences. He and Monk became very close, and Harris recalls a time when they sat at the piano together and played a tune called My Ideal, trading choruses back and forth for a long, long time. Years later, Harris was able to share his experiences with Monk, appearing in the Clint Eastwood-directed documentary Thelonious Monk, Straight No Chaser. From a 1967 recording called Luminescence, let's hear Barry Harris's version of the same tune he played with Monk. This is My Ideal. By the 1980s, Barry had also become known as a jazz guru and mentor to musicians around the world. His teachings became legendary, and his classes had become so popular that in 1982, he opened his own school on 8th Avenue in New York City called the Jazz Cultural Workshop. However, after 5 years, he was forced to close due to high cost of rent in New York City. Since then, he's created a series of videos and workbooks that document his harmonic and improvisational systems and teaching process. In 1993, Barry Harris suffered a stroke, which briefly put his career on hold. But he has since regained his strength and has released numerous recordings to prove it. Harris has also received many accolades over the years, among them an honorary doctorate from Northwestern University and an American Jazz Master's Fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts. Now at the age of 86, Barry Harris is a living legend and continues to perform, record, and teach worldwide. When he's not traveling, he continues to hold weekly music workshops in New York City, teaching and inspiring vocalists and instrumentalists. Let's close our show with one more from Barry Harris. This is from his album called Barry Harris Plays Tad Dameron. Here is Hot House. I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events, and make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.